Set Pass Podcast with your main squeeze, Big Tall Dean, aka the Scoop Dog, because you scoop every chance you can get, because then you never lose. With
Anthony,
aka
Get Your Rettle, with your boy
Rich, aka No One Sleeps Until Here.
With
Andy, the Greek Magician.
Yeah, baby.
And we're back.
Third time to charm.
Yeah, innit?
Yeah. So, I think I'll kick things off today. So, recently Konami's been making some changes to how they're going to be releasing products in the future. One of the biggest changes they've made is they said they're no longer going to be short printing cards, and they're removing the rare cards.
Oh, the name rares.
Just the silver rares, the commons with silver text. Because who gives a shit about that?
Yeah, I don't care about normal rares. They're garbage.
No more short printing.
The one thing I don't get... Yeah.
The short printing, that is good.
The short printing, I'll see it when I... I'll believe it when I fucking see it, yeah.
Because it's just rumours. It's not scheduled to take effect until Eternity Code at this point.
Yeah, so, I'm hyped for Eternity Code, though.
Yeah, so they say they're not going to short print any more cards.
Yeah.
So... Would the price be, like, different now?
Yeah, the price
See, I still feel like there'll still be high prices. I don't care how equal they print shit. People will still sell it for stupid money.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be stopped doing OTS.
Not OTS. Sneak peeks, they're going to stop.
Oh, sneak peeks, yeah.
And special editions.
You know, I mean, to be fair, like...
So what they were going to replace it with?
We don't know yet. They're
quote-unquote, a new product.
A better product.
Hopefully. Yeah. Mate, as long as it just ain't eBay prices, man, because I'm sick of, like, you only got, like, buy a card, and it's like, oh, I need three of them, and they're, like, £30 each. It's like, oh, bro, like, I just want to play this deck for fun. Do you know what I mean?
With the sneak peek thing, they're removing the sneak peeks, but they're also changing it to a new event where you can go and purchase an entire booster box a week early, and there'll still be a promo card involved with that as well, but it's going to be something a bit more meta-relevant as opposed to
something more useful.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, the only time I remember they released, like, a card like that was, like, Token Collector or something.
Yeah.
That was a garbage card.
When, like, the Scapegoat was at 3. Just turbo it out and they just drop all the tokens.
So they'll be, like, not releasing any more sneak peek mats anymore?
No, there'll still be mats, but they won't have anything sneak peek.
Yeah.
Or they're doing what they did with the Ash Blossom playmat.
No. It'll be the same mat, just remove the sneak peek wording off it.
So is this all going to be to do with, like, the new anime Sevens? Like, do you think it's going to be any relevance to do with that?
That's just OCG at the moment, like. What? We don't know what's happening for that.
What's OCG?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Original card game.
That's basically what it's basically what Asia plays, isn't it?
Yeah, like East, you know, Japan, China.
And then we play TCG.
Obviously.
Which is like the traditional rules, basically.
Trading card game.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but what does everyone think of, was it Sevens? Is that the new anime?
Yeah, the anime itself I think looks absolute garbage, but I like the card artwork. Like, the card artwork is growing on me. Like, it really is.
I'm not that bothered. Right, the only thing I want to say about the card artwork, I hope that all of the new Yu-Gi-Oh cards look like the Sevens or whatever it's called card art. Because that means all the old cards we've got will look vintage. So you think as we get older and older, as more new people get into the game, and they'll have all these new Blue Eyes, yeah. And think they might even reprint Blue Eyes, you know, the old artwork with the new layout. And then we play our old Blue Eyes, and they're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, I've never seen
it. That would also raise another issue. If they change the artwork to the Seven style, then would you be able to play the original art style cards?
Well, you can still.
Is it actually called the Seven?
It's called Yu-Gi-Oh! Sevens.
So it's sort of like what they did with at the beginning with Bandai.
Mm-hmm.
How do you mean?
Because at first, when Yu-Gi-Oh came out, it was Bandai. Then Konami bought it. Then they changed the artwork, changed the style.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Will it be more like that? No, because the printing is on the picture, like the attack and stars is on the picture.
Yeah.
So it's on the card art, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Big difference is it's not changing companies, they're just changing directions a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you got to think, this game's been around since the early 2000s, 2002, I think it started.
And if you count Series 0, because Series...
Yeah.
1996.
So we've had over 20 years of the same art style. I think a new change is probably a good thing, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. One thing that I do like is that, you know, they have like the star rating on it, like the level. Like it says like 7, 8. Because, mate, I can't count after 8.
Yeah. Dyslexia.
Cosmic Blazer.
Yeah.
How
mate,
many stars is that?
When it's like, yeah, like when you're trying to play Trains or Dark Lords and it's like, XYZ, 2 level 10s, it's like...
Yeah, that's quite simple enough. I do enjoy XCs because
I love XCs.
Level 8
yeah.
or level 8 or level 10 or level 10.
Yeah, but bro, counting 2 level 10s is solid though.
Yeah, it's like you got 2, you got 3. Oh shit, I just forgot. That's 1, that's 2.
Yeah, and then you get 9s and 10s mixed
up. If that's the case, then try and synchro summon Red Nova Dragon then, chaps. Have fun counting with that.
Why? How'd you get him out?
Because you need you need Hot Red Dragon Archfiend or Red Dragon Archfiend and like 3 tuners. Have fun.
Just remember the combo, innit?
And hope you don't get ashed in the process.
Yeah, just go on YouTube, watch combo.
Effect Veiler. No.
Not once per turn.
What else about this new anime then? What do we know about it so far?
It's based for the more younger generation of kids, because at the moment, Yuga's really complicated to get in.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's essentially speed duels.
You've tried teaching your girlfriend how to play Yu-Gi-Oh. If you took her in at the same level we're playing with the decks we're playing, she wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, it's too hard.
She'd probably fall asleep and lose interest.
Yeah, she was falling asleep playing against you guys. She was like, it's too hard. She was like, they just go on. Like, I ain't got a clue what they're going. I do this and I do that and I do that. She's like, I have no idea.
At the beginning, when you like tell me about trying to start to play Yu-Gi-Oh again, I felt like I wanted to fall asleep. No offense.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, I haven't played Yu-Gi-Oh since ages, years.
Yeah, but it's not just this. Yeah, but the thing I got Rich to build 2 GOAT decks, but GOAT format is basically like Series 1 Yu-Gi-Oh, so like only cards you can use in Series 1. And me and my missus played with them, and I had Rich bought them around, and me and Rich played with them, and I legit had so much fun.
Yeah, literally had loads of
fun. I had so much fun, and that's the one thing I forgot about Yu-Gi-Oh, because you play it so competitively. You forget the reason you got into it was because it's fun. So you get to the point where you're like, oh, I need to get 3 Pot of Extravagance. I need to get 3 Invocation Ultimate Rares. I need to flex on my boys. Do you know what I mean? No, not pointing any fingers at anyone yet.
Anthony.
But, mate. Get your rat out.
The waifus, mate. The waifu.
Yeah.
And then you and your bloody feet.
Yeah.
Oh baby.
God, no.
Yeah, but hold on. So the point is...
feet.
Okay. So anyway... The main thing is that, like, you know, you forget that Yu-Gi-Oh is for fun, do you know what I mean? And I think that's why I like playing cards like, you know, like Ancient Warriors deck. Like, I want to play that because it's so fun.
What you're saying is people forget it's a children's card game.
Yeah, it is a children's card game, which we spend most of our adult wages on.
Yeah. We didn't have the money as the kids. We got the money as adults now.
Yeah, money as adults now.
Yeah, that's true. Back in the day, when the kids, like... It's quite expensive.
No. Because I was saying this to
Rich. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but
we got jobs now.
Yeah. Yeah, but I said this to Richard because Rich had a common relinquished.
Yeah.
Thousand Eyes. Yeah. Thousand Eyes in his binder, and I was like, I remember when you and me first started playing again, and that was like 99p for the holo from the starter deck on eBay. And then I was like, I'll pick one up at some point. Oh, I do want one. I'll get one at another time. Because, it's banned at the minute. It doesn't mean shit. But then they unbanned it. And we were like, they unbanned it. And now it's like, boom, spike like mad.
This is another one I wanted to
talk about. Yeah, but you think back in the day, when we were in school, we could buy that Pegasus starter deck for like £7 with all the holos, all those rare cards that now you just can't get.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember when Joey's World was like £20?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Good luck finding that.
Another thing with we said about banned cards is like, look at Pot of Avarice. Like, before the reprint within the Stradale Structure deck, that thing was a £10 or maybe even plus for a common. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That was spicy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, and I actually managed to trade one. I was well shocked, and then it got announced, and I felt a little bit bad, but you know.
Wait, what did you trade it for? Because you had that secret, didn't you?
I did not have a secret, no. It was a common Pot of Avarice. No, it was a common Pot of Avarice. I sold it to a guy by locals. So
how much for?
Tenner.
£10 for a common. You can, literally pick them up.
That was literally
pennies.
A hype price when it came off the ban list.
Yeah. That's the one thing you got to remember. Anytime something comes off the ban list, you're that hyped and you're like, oh my God, I got my hands on it. But you got to remember, Konami, shout out to Konami, because they sometimes do some good stuff. They always reprint those. Another one, Dimensional Barrier. Do you remember when they reprinted that as a common?
Yeah.
Like, that was so good.
It's like, You know what the Unchained Link monsters? They're like, the hype prices are insane.
Yeah, the hype on
them.
One of them's got like 50 quid, then they dropped to like, what, £5?
So, are they even out yet?
Yeah, they're out, The Unchained cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just from the new sets.
Yeah, we've seen how it can easily flip on a dime. Remember a couple of years ago when it was a Gookie format, Hot Rod, Dragonite, Green Abyss?
Best deck Gookies.
60 quid. Dupo got released, or Dual Power got released even. 99p.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah. Like, as I was saying before, though, with like the trading stuff, I want to bring this up as well. Like, I thought this would be interesting to share with you guys. Like, up our locals, there was a new lad started. And he had a ghost rare red ice flare metal dragon. Like,
Is this what did you guys call this?
Predatory trading.
So, hold on, what is
like 11 years old? He's
hold on, wait before you go into story. What is predatory trading, like, quickly in a nutshell, just for people who don't know?
So, like, you snipe a good card for shit, essentially.
Yes, someone who doesn't know better,
yes. So say you're trying to, like, so say you got a 10-year-old kid, he's got LOB.
Basically, he's
LOB blue eyes, and you're going to trade him it for like a Diglett, so to say. Do you know what I mean? The worst card ever.
This is the best card. I'm giving all these cards. Yeah. Just one card.
And you're giving him like basically like £3 worth of hollows.
With the story, here he goes. Is like this one guy, Joe Bloggs.
No names.
Like. Because
you don't want to make it too personal.
Yeah, like it's just something I want to touch on, because like we're all guilty of this at some point without realizing it. Like, and I just wanted to touch on the subject. But like it was a ghost rare, like I said, red eyes flare metal dragon, and that thing is expensive now. Like,
what was it at the time? How much is it?
About 120 to 130 pound.
Plus, maybe. Okay. Yeah. Was he in good nick?
It was in mint condition. Yeah. Like, it was pristine.
Yeah.
If it was going to be graded, it'd probably be an 8.5, maybe a 9.
Mm.
Like, it was pristine.
Yeah.
Like, and the guy that traded it, he got it off him for like literally a load of bulk. This kid felt bad for trading it, told our guys at the local, and literally everyone just hounded this guy for months to get this card back. Eventually, the young lad got his card back. And that guy hasn't been seen.
So what was the young lad? Was he just a young lad?
He was new to the area. He was new to the area, and he wanted to. He wanted to meet
some other people. I'd say what, 11, maybe 11, 13, 12, like, maybe 13. Yeah.
Bear in mind,
how old was the other guy who like sniped him?
17. Bear in mind, this kid doesn't know anybody. He's just a kid.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But it did show something I really liked in our community, that we all stood up for this kid, we banded together, and we made sure that everything was put right for him.
Yeah. So the kid got his card back.
The kid got the card back.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, they haven't came together.
At first, it wasn't even right to do that.
No,
like,
it wasn't.
The kid wasn't right in the head. I think probably has.
I think it was more like it was hyped, because it's being obviously a child coming to adolescence. He was hyped about the game.
Well, what's that condition?
Autism.
I think the kid had autism,
so he's probably on the spectrum, which is fine, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's what I mean, like, but
that's someone who's taken advantage of.
He's being taken advantage of because he's got autism, and obviously the lad knew that. But that's what's good about everyone at locals, you know, like the local community that we all play with, is that everyone kind of come together to
get
it back for him.
Our OTS was even saying if he'd done that at one of the OTS tournaments, the kid would have been outright banned for doing that.
And disqualified for good. Like, that would have been
permanent ban.
That's good.
Not jokingly.
Yeah, not serious. Like, it's a wrong thing. As I said before, the kid got the card back now, and as far as I'm aware, it's been framed now because it's worth that much money.
Yeah,
like he pulled it from the booster pack, like, and really hard to get.
The thing is, maybe when he gets older, maybe he'll just like keep that as like, you know, like it's a beyond just like value. It's just like that. When all my boys came for me. His spirit animal is flare metal.
Yeah, flare.
Do you know what I mean? Talking about cool artwork.
I say this one thing.
Yeah.
What did that card come out on? Like, what pack?
Because you want to go and buy it for the meta.
Because the thing is, it's quite hard to buy really old packs.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I can't remember. I think the coding on it was Core, so CORE.
Mm.
But I can't remember the name, the actual numbers off the top of my head. But like,
yeah.
But I believe it might have been the set where Clearwing first
Clash,
came
is
out.
Is it Clash of Rebellions?
No. Yeah, actually, no, it might have been actually Clash of Rebellions.
No, that would be CORE.
Maybe, I don't know.
CORE, yeah, Clash of Rebellions.
Yeah,
CORE.
It might have been that then, yeah.
Is that like probably when like the Red Eyes.
That was mid Arc 5, that was.
Yeah, so that's when Red Eyes Black Dragon.
Red Eyes Flare Metal.
That's when the deck was in meta.
No, it's just a lot of, some of the cards were used.
Yeah.
What, is Red Eyes the meta deck now?
No, it's not meta.
It used to be played.
It used to be played, yeah. But not as much anymore.
It had its moments in the last couple of years, like with Guard Dragons being released, there was...
Yeah, I think Red Eyes always has its moments, but it'll never be good as a deck. Do you know what I mean? It's just too weak of a card.
It's just one of them cards for like... How do you say, it's
like fans, it's fan service.
Yeah,
Red Eyes is fan service.
It's like a Blue Eyes or Dark Magician.
Are you dissing Blue Eyes, bro?
No, I'm not saying.
Are you missing? Dissing the Dark Magician?
The Magician is sat to my right,
bro. The whole okay, audio has gone off the charts now because of that.
It's just a nostalgia card.
Yeah, like fan service.
Yeah,
nostalgia. I call it coming fourth in OTS playing the deck
with anime girls. Oh yes.
Yeah. We're talking about that, like your favourite is card art, yeah. Like for example, like what deck do you love the most? Like you love the artwork, you like the play, like the way it plays, but it's just, you know, it's just you're not meta, you just can't take it to locals or OTS, which official tournament store is that also what it means, but OTS basically just means like a mini tournament, so to say.
Yeah.
But
it's like, official, you know, tournament.
Yeah, official tournament.
Yeah, official tournament. Like, you know, you wanna go to play at OTS.
OTS is where people want to win packs, it's trying to support Ultimate Rares, it's a good way to it's a good way to meet people, but it's a good way to experience.
So what deck do you wish, like, you love the art style, you love the way it plays, but it just doesn't have the great, like, you know, the good best support, do you know what I mean?
And I want to see comments. I want to see comments in the chat, like.
Yeah, like, for me, I love, my favourite deck of all time is Galaxy Eyes Photon Dragon. I just love the Galaxy deck, I love the art style, I love all the art style, I love the whole spacing, I love the extra deck, I love the way it's just, I just like the way it, like, Xyz is my favourite, so to say, and Fusion as well. I love Fusion, but
so you gotta open up the overlay network.
Overlay network is,
you've just said that wrong and that offends me. It's I build the overlay network.
I build the overlay network. motherfucker. But yeah, nah, I love Galaxy. I just feel the problem with Galaxy, I mean, I know Afterglow Dragon's coming out, which will help a lot. Like, yeah. But
Afterglow.
But the problem is that if you kind of like destroy the board, it's like, it's kind of, there's no recovery. Yeah, like, Galaxy has no recovery. Like, it's just done.
Is it one of those decks which takes a lot of resources? And if it's,
and if you blow up the field, like say you Regeki it, it's like, I'm fucking done. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wish there was a bit more like. Like, for example, like Blue Eyes card, like you've got, is it Return of the Dragon Lord? Like that, you've got protection, you know, you can kind of like, you know, it's not too bad and stuff like that, but, you know, or like Spirit Dragon, you contribute it and, you know, get something out of like Azure Eyes and then you save for two turns. Like, there's plenty of stuff like, there's nothing for that like Galaxy, do you know what I mean?
No. Yeah, but it is mad how much you can spec your board. Yeah, without normal summoning, it's insane.
Yeah, true. What, you know, like the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, I always need at least one normal summon, like, for example, like Galaxy Wizard or... That's about it. Galaxy Wizard.
Yeah. During the deck, you just... Special summon. Oh, look, whole board, special summon. That's like,
yeah, but that's literally every deck in Yu-Gi-Oh! Ever, anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's mad. Like,
so basically, when you're playing, if someone has Nibiru in their hand, you're just like, please,
oh,
no.
Mate, don't. I got so fucking triggered, this motherfucker right here.
Your boy.
Yeah, your boy, get your rat out, yeah. Fuck me, this rat cunt, yeah. Fucking Nibiru'd me. Because I'd been in Australia, and I want to come back from Australia. I'd not played in ages, so I'd not seen Nibiru, I'd not seen a lot of these new cards, because I'd just not been playing, and I was playing my Galaxy like normal, and Anthony only plays meta because he's a piece of shit, and he basically like just Nibiru'd me all the time, and he's like, count your summons, I thought, bro, you don't count your fucking summons, because you know I ain't got Nibiru in my deck, and I was just like, you know what, fuck you, Scoop, fucking weirdo.
You know what you do, you just count the summons anyway, just to trigger him.
Yeah. What were you saying about the artworks as well?
Oh yeah, sorry. So basically, what deck do you wish? Like, for me, Galaxy is my favourite. I love the artwork. What deck do you love the artwork of the most? You just wish it had more support.
A bit of Salt Bae. He's at the moment he's a bit salty.
I'm always salty, bro.
Well, anyway, okay then, I'll go next then. For me personally, like, I want Phantom Knights to come back, really, kind of, but you know, we can't have Rusty because it's too goddamn broken.
Not Rusty Bardichet. Like, say, okay, so say they forget about Rusty Bardichet. Yeah,
I can't.
Never forget.
Is he like Harambe? Our sweet friend,
just ice.
We be at him remembering the fallen on November the 11th. He's like Bardichet.
Yeah, on Band-Aid. Yeah. So anyway, rest in peace. Now, like, what support do you think would make? Like, what does it need more of? Like, what does the deck suffer from?
For me personally,
Rusty Bardichet.
Yeah, it needs Bardichet. If it got Bardichet back, but
what does Bardichet do?
It sends.
What doesn't he do?
Yeah, yes. What doesn't he do? That's the main thing. But now, I'm going to have the subject of Phantom Knights because, like, they're in. You know, the deck's basically dead. Like, without Bardichet.
Yeah.
My answer to the question though is Speedroids. Like, I want to see the new Speedroid stuff. I want them. I want more stuff for Speedroids.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they can pendulum summon now, but like their future support, which is due to come out at some point.
Are the Speedroids like your how should I put it?
It's like a really cool deck.
Yeah, it is a cool. I've played against. It's cool. It's dope. But like, is that like your next one from?
Yeah, it's like, my next one from Phantom Knights.
You're mourning. Yeah. Phantom Knights, and now you're using Speedroids. Like, they're helping you mourn for it. Because for me,
they're like my rebound.
Yeah, because like,
my rebound deck.
Because like for me, I can still play Galaxy. Because I mean, when they banned Dark Matter, that didn't really affect me too much. But like,
you just lost a really big beat.
Is it Dragon Billion or something? Number 97. Like that has helped Galaxy loads, but it's still not great. Do you know what I mean? You know, what about you? What deck do you love? Just the artwork from. To be fair, Ancient Warriors as well. I love the artwork in them, and I enjoy playing it.
I don't know about the artwork.
Like, what's your favourite artwork in Yu-Gi-Oh?
My favourite artwork?
Or like, what deck do you
Konami,
like?
Konami, please bring back Goku Yuango Bongo.
No, bro, it's not.
But,
it's
yeah,
not,
but yeah, but man. The Gooks, man, the Gooks.
It's not about the effect, about the artwork.
I know. What artwork
do you like the best?
This
is the problem with meta players. You could literally print blank cards with effects and he'd still buy them.
The card art would literally be a stick man, like, I'll play that.
Secret rare stick man. Do you know what I mean? What about you, Andy?
My favourite archetype has its support. It's just too expensive at the moment. I'm loving Dark Magicians, always have.
What's the support of a Dark Magician?
So you've got Magician Souls, which is being abused by Lunar Lights and Spirals at the moment. And for that reason alone, this card, which I need three of in my deck, is £70 each.
Jeez, so it's basically the new Dark Magic Circle.
Part of its effect is it pitches a spellcaster from my deck as cost.
So you can't ash it.
Yes.
And then it can either summon itself or summon the card it sent to the graveyard. So, turn zero, I can have Circle live.
No way.
Yeah.
So it is basically like the new Dark Magic, as in price-wise, because when Dark Magic was... And it,
but there was some other good support in the new Magical Heroes set. So you got Soul Servant, which allows you to stack the Dark Magician deck. You can stack stuff like Palladium, Oracle, Mana to the top of the deck, or Mahad.
I love Mahad.
And then if you, depending on the different Dark Magician Girls, and different Palladium monsters in the graveyard, if you banish that servant, you can draw up to that number of cards. You can draw up to four cards by banishing it.
That's amazing.
Draw power, mate.
Draw power is everything. Have you seen that meme where it says some shit like, what was it like? You know, draw two cards in Uno, and it's like, and the guy's like crying, and then it's like, draw two cards in Yu-Gi-Oh,
and
he's usually shit, like he's well happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
When you said about artworks, I just remembered the Arc Fiend artwork.
Arch Fiends?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I really do like
See,
them.
There we go. They're See, like, so nice. We have the broken gadgets, the meta player.
They did get a bit of support in Fist of the Gadgets. So
yeah.
It was just a bit weird. You got Ritual.
You know about Archfiend is in the new, like the new Summon
like
Skull.
Summon Skull, yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they changed that, yeah.
I thought they were okay. They looked like weird, like kaijus, like, you know, like something like out of an old Japanese movie or something, like weird rubber monsters. For me, that's what I thought they looked like.
I do really like the art.
Because there's an old TV show I used to watch, it's not that old, called Garrow, and it's basically like Kamen Rider, but this guy's like Golden Knight outfit, and he fights these monsters called Horrors. And they basically look like Summon Skull type monsters.
Like Kamen Riders. So like Evil Swarms. They kind of look like Kamen Riders.
Yeah, sort of, but...
Yeah, I can see that. Also, this is the lore segment.
Oh yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh.
So I'm gonna quickly talk about the lore because I love the lore of Yu-Gi-Oh. To be fair, my favourite thing is Myths and Legends and stuff anyway. So when they first released the dangers, I was like, wow, these are great. And then I saw the prices and I was like, go fuck yourself.
It's slightly better now. They've hit on the boundlessness to the point where
you... Oh, mate, they have beat them to the point where we're going to think dangers are a myth. We're going to think that dangers are not real at all. Do you know what I mean?
We're going to send Nessie back to the lock.
Yeah, so I'll just quickly go over what
the boundless, like... I don't think the thing just got hit that hard. Yeah, it's a semi limited to 2, but Nessie's limited to 1.
Yeah, 1.
It's like,
is everything else at 3 or?
No. A lot of them, I don't know exactly, but a lot of them are at 2. Nessie's at 1. The shit ones like Mothman, they don't.
Thunderbird, Bigfoot, they're still at 3.
Snek, Jack, and.
I'll just quickly go over some of the dangers which we got. Which are all based off like mythical myths and legends. So we got Bigfoot, Chupacabra, Dogman, Jackalope, Mothman, Nessie, Ogopogo, Thunderbird, and Tutshinokonoko.
Snecky boy.
Snek. AKA Snek boy. I'll quickly tell you, like, Bigfoot is Bigfoot, Chupacabra is Chupacabra. Dogman is based off the myth and legend of Michigan Dogman. Jackalope is the Jackalope. Mothman is Mothman. Nessie is Loch Ness Monster, if you didn't know. Ogopogo is Ogopogo. Thunderbird is Thunderbird. Tutshinoko is Tutshinoko. And Ogopogo, for you that don't know, is a lake monster reported to live in Okanagan Lake in the Okanagan Valley of British Columbia, Canada.
You just trashed that name.
I know, yeah. And it is.
Sorry. There are some Native Americans listening now going...
Oh yeah, they're going crazy. The most common description of the Ogopogo is a 40 to 50 foot long sea serpent resembling an extinct Baleosaurus or Massasaurus. Ogopogo has been allegedly seen by the First Nation people since the 19th century. So yeah, so basically it's like this giant water serpent thing. So if you wondered what Ogopogo was, it was that.
So basically another Nessie.
Yes.
Yeah, like basically just Canada's Nessie, so he's probably just a friendly Nessie. You know what I mean? Nessie on maple syrup. And then Mothman.
Oh, you're taking a dig at Canadians.
Oh, baby.
Hey?
Nah, shout out to my Canadian friends. The Mothman is a creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasure area from November 12, 1966 to December 15, 1967. The first newspaper report was published in the Point Pleasant Register, dated November 16, blah blah blah. Couple see man-sized bird creature something.
Seaman.
The National Press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. So Mothman's not actually that interesting. Ignore Mothman. He's a shit myth and he's a shit card.
Yeah. What's about Tsuchinoko?
Tsuchinoko. I already knew about this one because I actually really like yokai, and that's why I really like the Mayakoshi, because I love yokai and like Japanese ghosts and stuff.
What's yokai?
Yokai is basically just like Japanese ghosts and stuff. Like they have how most white people are Christians. Well, in Japan, their main religion is Shinto, and their myths and legends are like a lot of like ghosts and goblins. Yeah, like onis and like ogres.
Kitsune,
yeah, like the fox demon. Tengu, like the crow demon. But the Tsuchinoko is one. It's basically like a big fat snake, but it also means child of dirt. It's a snake-like being. The name Tsuchinoko is a prevalent in Western Japan, including Kansai and Shikoku. The creature is known as Bachi Hibi. Hibi is basically a Japanese word for snakes. Like Tora means tiger. And I can't remember the word for frog in Japanese.
It sounds like you're butchering the words.
I'm not. Tora is tiger in Japanese, bro. What
Totoro?
No, Tora.
Totoro.
No. You little weeb weirdo.
Weeb.
Anyway,
you can't even argue being called a weeb.
Hold on. I ain't even done yet, bro. Hold on.
Thunderbird. Yeah, this is the one I wanted to know.
Is a legendary creature in certain North America indigenous people history and culture. Hold on.
We're just doing some research.
Mate,
basically, if you want to know what a Thunderbird is, watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. There's a Thunderbird in there, and it'll explain it much better than we can.
Yeah.
Thunderbirds? Thunderbirds are go?
Oh, I found it. Hold on.
Oh, here we go.
It's a North American indigenous people of color. It is considered a supernatural being of power and strength. It is especially important and frequently depicted in the art, songs, and history of many Pacific Northwest Coast cultures, but is also found in various forms among some peoples. So it's like, yeah, American Southwest. So you know, like Native Americans. It's like, you know, like their totem poles.
Yeah.
It's like something to do with that. It looks pretty cool. I'd say that's worth reading about.
Yeah, they must be taking mad drugs.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Well, they do, don't they?
Oh, in the
pipe.
Yes.
The,
A little bit of LSD. A little bit of cancer, you know?
Chupacabra.
That's South American. It's Mexican, particularly.
Yeah. It's like they goat. They like kills goats and drinks goats. Blood of goats or something.
Yeah, it's like a
that one. I've actually watched a lot of cool documentaries on that.
Like a man bear pig.
Did you ever watch the animated Jackie Chan TV show as a kid? And they had a couple of episodes with the Chupacabra in it.
Nah, I met. Oh, do you remember Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
I've seen that one. Yeah, and they're like using talismans and shit. Yeah, that was amazing.
I like watching that. I mean, that was so good.
Loch Ness, I'm not even going to cover that. Because, like, I mean, I remember in school believing, like, I remember seeing pictures of that in school of, like, Loch Ness Monster thinking, fuck that shit. Like, whoa.
That's legit.
And I used to, like, read it, yeah, in school. And then, like, when I become an adult and, like, started, like, reading about it on the internet, I thought, oh my God. That shit's fucking real.
Yeah, but you believe in flat Earth.
Yeah, I do believe in flat Earth. Oh, and the Loch Ness.
We won't go into that today.
And Bigfoot. Bigfoot's definitely real. Michigan Dogman. He's fucking cool as fuck.
Where's my main man, Man Bear Pig?
Doesn't exist.
Dogman. Yeah, he's not a werewolf. Yeah, he's a dogman. Yeah, the creature is described as a 7-foot-tall, blue-eyed or amber-eyed, bipedal canine-like animal with the torso of a man and a fearsome howl that sounds like a human scream. According to legends, the Michigan Dogman appears in 10-year cycle that falls on years ending in 7. Sightings have been reported in. So basically, would have turned up in 2017.
Sounds like human
scream. Then 2014.
So we've missed it. So when's the next one? So when the next what year?
7-year cycle. So it would be 2007, 2014, and then 2021 is the next one. So next year.
Let's go.
No, it says years ending in 7, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's what he just said.
2027 then.
Oh. Dogman appears in 10-year cycles that fall on the years ending in 7.
So 2027.
2027?
Yeah, that's his next
story.
Let's go.
Oh my God.
That's
ending in 7 in 10-year cycles.
We'll get a Patreon by then, hopefully. Yeah, and you can all pay us to go to Canada or wherever, Michigan, wherever the fuck he's from. We're going to find Dogman. Do you know what I mean?
Killed in the process.
Yeah. Anyway. That's this week's episode.
It's a bit of a mishmash.
Yes.
We only went a little bit off topic this week.
A little bit. But this is your boy, Dean, a.k.a. the Scoop Dog, signing out. Also,
get your ass out. Anthony. Signing out.
And
No One Sleeps in Tokyo, signing out.
And Andy, the Greek God, signing out.
The Greek God.
Changing my name, I'm tired.
Okay, see you later, guys.
And